ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden campaigning in South Carolina Saturday, a state that revitalized his campaign 4 years ago and holds its primary next month. Speaking at a dinner event ahead of the president is long-shot primary challenger, Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips.
My invitation to President Biden is to pass the torch to a new generation ready to take the stage, ready to take that man on, and ready to win when the numbers say we can, my friends.
Biden, meanwhile, touting his administration's economic record and vowing to close the border if Congress passes a bipartisan immigration reform plan currently being negotiated in the Senate. The UN Secretary General urging countries not to let up funding for a UN relief agency in Gaza after allegations from Israel that some of its employees were involved in Hamas's October 7th attack. The U.S. has paused funding. Four people dead in L.A. County in what authorities say was an apparent murder-suicide in Granada Hills. This is ABC News. The Senate appears to be closing in on a rare bipartisan agreement on new immigration reform and border security, but that deal's in jeopardy with key Republicans expressing concern former President Trump could derail the negotiations.
Sources familiar with negotiations confirmed the bill would give the Department of Homeland Security authority to shut down the border if migration numbers surge over certain levels. The possible bipartisan deal has come under pressure from Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Trump ally, trying to appeal directly to the former president.
I will say to President Trump, if we can put this package together the way I hope it falls into place, that you'll have more tools to secure America than you've ever had.
Trump has made immigration one of his top campaign issues. Emwin, ABC News, Washington.
Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners back in the air and carrying passengers. Alaska Airlines and United, the only two U.S. airlines that operate the particular model, put both the jets back in service. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.